Welcome to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. Have you been feeling as if you're simply drifting through life with no real purpose? If you felt that tug on your heart, knowing you have more to offer, but feeling weighed down by your past, know that you are not alone. I'm Cherie Haynes, and I understand the struggle because I too was going through the motions for way longer than I'd care to admit. However, after surrendering alcohol to God, a whole new world opened up for me, and I began waking up with a renewed sense of purpose and joy like never before. I know it's scary to think about, but what if letting go of alcohol could be the key to growing closer to God, getting into the best shape of your life, and finally becoming the person He created you to be? Join me weekly for uplifting Bible verses, words of encouragement, and tools to revitalize your body and mind. You, my friend, are here for a reason, and I can't wait for you to begin letting your amazing light shine. So let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Welcome back to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I can't wait to share with you my top 5 tips for staying on track even when your partner still drinks. But before I do, let's go to our verse of the week. It's Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. This is such a great reminder, isn't it? I know sometimes it's easier said than done, but when we do remember to turn to God in prayer instead of wasting our precious time and energy worrying and tell Him what we need, we will experience a peace that exceeds anything we can understand. And I think this goes hand in hand with our topic this week, because it can be hard staying true to our commitment of going on this alcohol-free journey when our partner is still drinking, right? So here are my top 5 tips for staying on track. Tip number 1, go to God in prayer. Just as it says in our verse, take the time you need to pour out your heart to God. Share your frustration. Ask Him to help you be okay with your partner not being on this journey with you yet. You can even ask Him to open your partner's heart, and when the timing is right, that He does allow him to join you. It's always good to be hopeful, but also accepting if they decide this isn't for them. And remember, you can go to God in prayer anytime, day or night. Often, I like to journal my prayers to God during my morning routine. Tip number 2, make sure to have alcohol-free alternatives on hand at all times. Now, this has really helped me. My husband, Ralph, and I used to spend a lot of time in the evenings watching our favorite shows together. He would have a glass of scotch and I would have my glass of wine. Now, we still enjoy this time together, but I have my alcohol-free alternative instead. Now, I shared some of my favorites in episode 2, but I'll just go over them briefly again. Hayo, these are alcohol-free drinks with organic adaptogens, natural nootropics, and functional botanicals. They come in 3 flavors, blackberry lemon, watermelon lime, and peach mango. They are delicious and really help you to relax naturally. I'll have a link for you in the show notes for 20% off your first order. Another option is called Tranquini. These drinks are infused with green tea, chamomile, lemon balm, ashwagandha root, passion flower, and lavender. The 3 flavors I've tried are sparkling ginger lemongrass, sparkling mixed berry, and sparkling hibiscus. They are very unique flavors and also help me relax and wind down naturally. And the last I'll share is called Wild AF Sparkling Wines. Now, these are a great wine alternative, and they have a sparkling white and a sparkling rosé, but my favorite is the white. Now, they don't necessarily help me feel relaxed, but they are definitely something I look forward to, especially on a Friday or Saturday evening when I would usually crave that glass of wine. They taste just like wine and don't come with a hangover. But I've really enjoyed trying different alcohol-free alternatives, and I think you'll have fun experimenting too. This way, when you're at home spending time with your partner, you won't feel deprived if they are having a drink because you can have one too. Tip number 3, talk to them about why you're on this journey and ask for their support. This is so important that you're willing to open up with them about why you feel convicted to take this break from alcohol. Only you know the reasons, and if you are willing to get vulnerable and share those with your partner, I think they will have so much respect for you. Also, ask them for their support, and if there are certain things that make you uncomfortable, see if they'd be willing to not drink during those times. For me, going out to dinner was triggering because I always associated that with having a glass of wine. So I talked to my husband about this, and he promised me he wouldn't drink at dinner if we went out to eat together. An added bonus is our dates are a lot less expensive now. Okay, on to tip number 4. Remember, this is your journey and your choice, and not everyone will be ready when you are. This is something I have to constantly remind myself of. It took me a long time to get to this point, and I have to realize that not everyone feels that same conviction that I do. This is something God put on my heart. So I encourage you to just take some time to journal about why you personally started this journey, and just be okay with knowing that you're experiencing all of these positive benefits, and that is enough for now. If and when the timing is right, they will come around, but you can still be okay with being on this journey without them. Remember, you are never alone. I'll always be here with you, and so will our Heavenly Father. I wanted to take a quick minute to let you know I created a free morning meditation just for you. If you need some motivation to kickstart your morning and get into that flow state, priming you for a productive day, make sure to download it for yourself. I will have a link for you in the show notes. Now, let's get back to the show. And last but not least, tip number 5. Find new things the two of you can do together, alcohol-free. This can be fun. Now, Ralph and I are still figuring out what new things we want to do together, but we've really put the importance back on attending church together in person. We got into a really bad habit ever since COVID where we watched it online a lot. And when we were both drinking, it was a good excuse to sleep in longer and just watch it in our PJs. But the experience is so much better when we attend together in person, and it's really bringing us close together again. We also have been going on more lunch dates instead of dinner dates, because there's no pressure to drink at lunch, right? Well, not usually, unless there are bottomless mimosas. But no, seriously, this is something I look forward to, and we often make a point to go on a lunch date after church, and it gives us time to talk about the message. We also have found enjoyment walking our dogs together and doing projects around the house together. So what are some things you could experiment with? I plan on exploring this a lot more, so I'll share with you in the future once we have some more favorite activities that we enjoy doing together. Well, there you have it, my top 5 tips for staying on track when your partner is still drinking. I know it isn't always easy, but it does get easier. I just try to constantly focus on how much better I feel now, how much happier I am, and how much more I'm accomplishing now, and that far surpasses my desire to ever drink. Now, let's get back to our verse of the week. Again, Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Let's go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this reminder today that this is my alcohol-free journey, And I am doing this because you put it on my heart. Please help me stay focused on what your will is for my life and not get distracted on what I might be missing out on when others in my life are still drinking. Please help me experience your peace and guard my heart and mind in everything that I do. In your son's name we pray, amen. Have an amazing day. God bless. Hey friend, before you go, if today's episode resonated with you and you'd like to take a 30-day break from alcohol, I would love the opportunity to walk alongside you on that journey. Check out my new book, Broken to Beautiful. I'll have a link for you in the show notes.